Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman at the Agricultural Media Summit with the chairperson, and that is Betsy Fries, who is livestock editor for Successful Farming Magazine. I guess, Betsy, the first thing I'd like to ask you as chairman of this event is to tell us about why it's called Agricultural Media Summit this year, which I know is a name change from the Publishing Summit.
We changed the name from Agricultural Publishing Publication Summit because we do more than publications. We actually... Many of us are involved in radio, TV, and of course websites. I'm actually involved in TV at the time with a new publication I'm doing called Living the Country Life. So we've actually even expanded outside of traditional agriculture. There's people at this summit that deal with horses, deal with people who live on acreages. So it's quite a varied group now.
Now, the organizing groups who have come together to put this on are obviously very involved in publications, although some of those companies now are getting into more multimedia. Is there any thought about attracting other organizations that might make some sense to have participation here?
Well, I think eventually we will probably talk to some of the other groups. You know, there's the Farm Broadcasters Association, and there are other communications groups, communications with education, agricultural education. So we'll see. I think everyone's open to new ideas. We may expand the show. We have the biggest show ever this year that we've had, so it's growing.
That was where I wanted to go next, is comparing this to last year, which was my first attendance at this meeting, and I thought it was very well done, very well attended, but I understand this one's even better and I guess the best.
We have the highest number of attendees this year at 450. We have the highest number of companies in the trade show, and we have the most number of sponsors. So our show has grown every year, and you know, we feel like ag journalism obviously is a very dynamic and progressive field.
How would you describe the people that you've talked to and seen so far and how they feel about being here at the summit this year?
Well, the number one reason that we have the summit and that people come is for the educational value. We have a lot of fun with some of our events, but really it's extremely hardworking, the program is. It's all about professional development. We have people speaking on writing better, designing better, photography. It's very educational.
We're only partway through the event at this point. Anything you might want to say about what's left to come on the program? Talk about some of the types of educational opportunities and what the organizations themselves do with their annual meetings.
Tomorrow is the biggest day for us, really. We have working sessions all morning, and we have three or four sessions going on at a time. And all afternoon at lunch, we have the governor of Wisconsin is actually coming. Then in the evening, we have our awards programs for the Livestock Publications Council and the Ag Editors Association. So it will be a full day.
Why don't you give us a plug for next year?
Well, we've just started planning, so there really isn't anything I can tell you specifically on the program. It's in Portland, Oregon, and it's going to be, I believe, a little earlier in July, like the third week in July. Portland, everyone, I have not been there, but everyone says it's fantastic location. We're probably going to have a few more tours of the farmland when we're in Portland. We're going to go out into the Oregon countryside, so that'll be something different.
If we're reaching listeners who are not a member of Ag Editors or Livestock Publications Council, what can you say to them about being a part of coming to the summit or getting involved with one of those organizations?
The summit and the organizations are very welcoming to a wide variety of people. If you have any connection with communications to people who live in the country, and it could be people who live even on acreages or obviously working farms, if you work for a company, you do their communications, a company that works with farmers or people who live in the country, we're interested in talking to you.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I've been speaking with Betsy Fries, who is the chairperson for the Agricultural Media Summit. And with this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.